Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about things that a heavy equipment salesman should strenuously follow. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Every profession has certain do's and don'ts which people in this profession should strenuously follow. Similarly, a salesman selling heavy equipment also has to follow a few codes of the profession to sustain and maintain a good conduct. He or she should simply never quit a few things from doing. You know, never quit. Keep working strong. If you get 20 no's, you might get one yes on the other side of the door. You never know. There are no certain rules of selling heavy equipment, but it definitely has some principles and ethics, and a salesman is expected to follow them. Number one, never pitch the wrong product. You may think that the heavy equipment is a complex subject, and a person running a construction business will have no idea about the right product. Well, it is actually on the contrary. They may not know the technologies or the technicalities of the heavy equipment, but they know for sure the type of construction machine needed for their business, and they will never pick the wrong product. So don't go in there pinching a track loader when they want a dozer. You know, that's basically what we're saying here. This is why it's important that you do not pitch in the wrong product to them, or else you would uncertainly taint yours and well as a reputation of a heavy equipment company. Do not take them for granted. You can try to find their requirements. Once you know that, you got to check the brand that they have been using. In case if the person uses such one brand, which unfortunately is not yours, when you got to do a lot of homework to persuade them to try to change. You know, going from Caterpillar to John Deere, you know, basically that. If he or she is not a brand conscious person, it means that he or she is looking for the best, and you got to display your machine as the best. Next, provide them with the best financial solution. The salesmen, in many occasions, have associations with banks who lend money to construction companies and contractors to buy heavy equipment. They get a percentage as a commission from the lenders for bringing every client to them. Now, the salesman in no way should pitch a financial solution that is not healthy for its client. He or she should understand the financial standings of his client and pitch him a lender who does not charge much towards closing costs and other miscellaneous expense. The salesperson does not stop selling heavy equipment after the sale. Therefore, he or she should remember that if he or she gives the client the right financial solution, he may get quite a number of references in return. You know, referrals. You know, that would be great by helping a client out. And finally, do not try to be pushy. Never be pushy. The salesman should try to establish a healthy relationship with his or her clients. He or she does not have to target to meet, and he or she survives on commission, but should not make them push his or her clients to buy heavy equipment. It could be possible that the client is interested in buying a machine, but they may wait for some time. In such a situation, the salesman should try to find a reason for them to wait, and if they find it reasonable, then they should let it go. In no terms can he or she be pushy with the client. That will, in fact, drag them away and may lose the client forever. Again, do not be pushy. Do not. Listen to your client's needs and wants, and then promote the right product to them. And if you can, you know, push them in the right direction for a financial institute. You know, there's plenty of companies out there that lend money for heavy equipment. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless you.